So Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating this shiur today to Nishmat Peshe Bat Mendel. Bezrat Hashem. So we started yesterday Torah 33 Lamed Gimel in Nikutei Moharan. Me'ish Chafetz Chaim, Ohev Yamin Lirot Tov. And Rabbeinu taught us that if a man wants to have peace, he needs to have faith. He needs not to have not to prefer the good experience, what that he calls them good, the one that he's enjoying from them, more than those ones that are hard for him to accept. Just need to accept them all. To learn a little bit from Torah Kuf Nun Hei, very important Torah, 100 very important Torah. This is why Rabbeinu Rabbi Natan put it in Torah Kuf Nun Hei, that means Kneh, that you should buy it. Kneh means buy, you should buy the Torah. So, and then on the left side, on page 92, on the third line, and by that you're going to have second line, Hainu, that you're always going to find Hashem in every situation. Hainu, it means, Ba'Hashem ma'alel davar, Ba'Elokim ma'alel davar. In Hashem ma'alel davar means I'm going to praise Hashem. Hashem, it's that name that means kindness. Be'Elokim ha'alel davar, I'm going to praise Hashem also when it's written with the name Elokim, means judgments. I'm going to praise Hashem when I feel kindness and when I feel judgments. There is a wonderful thing here in that line that Rabbeinu actually here is quoting that verse from Tehillim, but not from Tehillim. He's bringing the verse from the Gemara, I think it's Masechet Brachot. The order that is written in the Tehillim is Be'Elokim ha'alel davar, Be'Hashem ha'alel davar. First of all, I'm going to praise Hashem, David HaMelech is saying, on his judgments. And then I'm going to thank him on the kindness. But Rabbeinu here is not bringing that order like David HaMelech wrote. Just he's bringing like that it's written B'li Neder in Masechet Brachot, that first of all, we're thanking on the kindness, and then we're thanking on the judgments. So, actually those are two shitot that a man should follow them. The real righteous people, like David HaMelech, they can praise Hashem Yitbarach, even on judgments. From the judgments, they see, like it's written on Yitzhak Avinu, that he was praying tefillah in the aspect of din. It was praising Hashem Yitbarach, and he was praying to Hashem Yitbarach, and he was not afraid from the Yetzirah at all. He knew that to sin is not an option, and he's not afraid from Kitrugim, from judgment. So he knows that he will not going to sin. He doesn't have no doubt about it. Also, David HaMelech in Tehillim is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was sinning because he wanted to keep his words, because he wanted to fulfill his mission. Means Hashem wanted him to sin. Hashem wanted him to fall. All of that falling of the tzaddikim, it's not a falling. They're sacrificing themselves to fall. They're not falling. A tzaddik can choose not to fall, and he will never gonna fall. If he's falling, it's because that he's actually going down somewhere. So this is the way of the tzaddikim, that they have the ability to serve Hashem in Barach, even in that place of judgments, like that it's written on Yaakov Avinu that he Vayeshev Yaakov v'Charan, that he lived in Charan. Vayechi Yaakov, Vayechi Yaakov, נכון? Vayechi b'Mitzrayim. So Vayechi Yaakov there is a verse b'Mitzrayim that Yaakov Avinu he was alive in Egypt. This I don't remember the exact name words, but it's written that Yaakov was alive in Egypt. In Egypt you cannot live, but Yaakov he lived over there. It means that he can hold on in judgment, and he's not afraid of nothing, and he doesn't reject him from his Avodat Hashem. But for people like us, and Rabbeinu said that he's dedicating that book, Likutei Moharan, for people like us, for the Baalei Teshuva. Rabbeinu said that he had a strong desire to write a book of halachot, to make peace between all of the disagreements in the halachot, between all of the shittot, to make one book that's going to be even more straight than the Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch, you have the Shulchan Aruch, and you have Rama, and you have more opinions and more explanations. Rabbeinu wanted to write a book that's going to be the solution, and he had that ability. But then he said, if I will write a book like that, there will be no one that's going to read it. So it's better to make Baalei Teshuva, and this is why we wrote the Likutei Moharan, that people are going to do Teshuva. So that book is for us, that we're going to be religious, that we're going to do Teshuva. And then Be'ezrat Hashem, they're going to find themselves in the Halacha. The Halacha is less important than the faith. So Rabbeinu wrote all of that book for them. So for people like us, in our level, it's better to know, first of all, to praise Hashem on the good things that we have in our lives, and to look on the good points that we have in our lives. And then, after it, from that, you're going to learn to say thank you to Hashem and Barach, also on the difficulties. If someone just now is going to stand with you and going to tell you that all of the difficulties that you have, you need to thank Hashem on them, you are not going to have the ability to deal with all of that. It's too hard. But if he's telling you, look, you have good points, Baruch Hashem, you learned a few hours Gemara, you learned this, and you were praying a little bit, you put tefillin, you were keeping Shabbos, those good points are reviving you, and now you can thank Hashem Yitbarach, really, you see you have a certain connection to Hashem, and by that, leaning on that, counting on that, you can try to achieve a little bit more. Also, thank you Hashem on my difficulties in my parnasah, thank you Hashem on my difficulty, and then you're learning faith. But if someone just going to push you to thank Hashem on all of the bad things, just the fact that you're going to see all of your lackings, it can be very hard, too hard. So this is one of the reasons why Rabbeinu, of course Rabbeinu's got thousands of reasons for everything and things that he's doing, and nothing is simple. But this is one explanation for why Rabbeinu is quoting from the Gemara and not from the Tehillim. So, by praising, and this is what Rabbeinu is teaching us, that by having faith, and only by having faith, by having that ability to praise Hashem on the good things, and then to praise Hashem on judgments, so by that, Rabbeinu is asking, so by what the man is going to find Hashem Yitbarach? By what? What's going to be the thing that's going to help the man Yimtza Hashem Yitbarach? Ben betivu ben be'aku, when it's good and when it's hard. Rabbeinu is coming to teach us how a man that is so attached to this world, and suddenly he's got so many difficulties, so many problems, how are we going to find the power to thank Hashem Yitbarach? Now, he thought that he's going to get married in a few weeks, and suddenly it stopped from him and from heaven, and now he needs to thank Hashem Yitbarach for that. He thought that he's going to buy a house, and suddenly all of that deal been ruined, and this is it, and he lost $2,000, or I don't know what. Now he needs to find power to thank Hashem. Where are the man going to find power? All of his savings, all of his powers, he was hoping, was praying so many times, so many hours. Where are you going to find that power to thank Hashem in Baruch? So Rabbeinu is saying, Yedei Torah, by the Torah, Anikret Shalom, that calls peace. What it means, the Torah that names peace, that we're calling the Torah peace. Kemadat Amar, like that we're saying, V'chol Netivotei Shalom. All of the paths of the Torah are peace, are good, are means shalom. Also, we need to understand, it's not by pshat. By pshat, a man can learn Torah all day long, 20 hours a day, Gemara and Torah, and he will know all of the Chumash and Nevi'im by heart. It will not going to help him. It's written, Talmidei Chachamim Arbim Shalom Ba'olam. To be a real Talmid Chacham, you have to increase the peace, you have to create peace. For an example, if there is a Talmid Chacham that doesn't have a Shalom Bayit, peace in his house, he's not a Talmid Chacham. There is no way that he's a Talmid Chacham. There are a few things, terms, that a Talmid Chacham have to have. he's not allowed to lie. He needs to know all of the Torah shebe'al peh, the halachot by heart. He needs to have the chol shimush talmidei chachamim to be a helper of righteous people for a long time. He have to have 1 hour every day to judge himself on everything that happened from yesterday to today. We all learn those details from the Gemara. Those are terms. Another term, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. They have to increase the peace. If you have a Talmid Chacham that is fighting and gores in the name of the Halakha, it's not a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. דברי חכמים בנחת נשמעים. תלמידי חכמים need to talk quietly, בנחת, peaceful and quiet, בנחת. If he's shouting and screaming, maybe he's a tzurba מרבנן, maybe he is on the way to be a תלמיד חכם and he's got flames of the Torah inside of him, but he's not settled yet. It's not that. A תלמיד חכם, it's someone that have ישוב הדעת, that is concentrated, that is balancing everything, thinking about every word and word. And not just shooting and fighting and because he wants, I don't know what. So Rabbeinu is teaching us that all of the paths of the Torah are called peace. What it means that you need to look for peace when you're learning Torah. You need to understand what Hashem is saying to you. In the Torah Kedosha, in the Torah there are so many rules that are so strict. If that man is doing this, you need to kill him. If that man is doing this, you need to exile him. If he was cursing, if he was touching, you need to kill him. You need to exile him. This kila and hereg, cherev, srefa. What's going on? Where's the peace? But then you see in the Gemara that it's written that if the Sanhedrin would execute once in 70 years, we're calling that in court, that Sanhedrin, murderers. Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin shel meratzchim, of murderers. So what's going on with all of the judgments? What's going on with all of the dinim? David HaMelech is saying to us that he was filthing his hands b'shiliyah, b'dam, b'shafir u'shiliyah, b'dam, in blood of nida, in mei shafir, letaher isha lebaala, to purify a wife to her husband. It means that this is the approach that you're coming to judge. You need to look for kafzchut. If some case comes into your court and you're sitting as a judge, you need to look for ways how to make them all innocent. Innocent. You need to look for zchut. You need to look for zchut to find way how to say, I cannot punish him. This is why you came to court today. To look for ways how not to punish no one. And this is a rule for each and every one of us in our lives. Rabbeinu is saying that people that are saying this need to die, this need to not allow to be in the yeshiva anymore. Rabbeinu is saying there is a group that calls how is calling that cult? That are bringing the end of the world. Not mechashuvei kitzim. They're looking for mama. They're looking for to destroy the world. People, no. People that have that. It's an approach. It's a gisha attitude for life. He doesn't like that man because his kippah is a little bit on the side. This is it. He cannot stay in the yeshiva. And that man is talking too loud. So for sure, he's a stupid man. Very dumb, very stupid man. Mamash. Never seen someone so stupid like that. And continue. What's going on with you? Why are you doing that? You want someone to judge you like that? No, it's a wrong way to think. But it's methods, it's shitot, that the man is stuck, it's patterns. But the man is stuck with them, and he have to work on himself to break those things. Like we said, Talmid Chacham, Talmidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. All of the time they're thinking how to compromise, how to bring peace, how to make those two people to sit and talk together, how to make those two people to do something together, to work, to make Shalom Bayit in the houses. Their heart is waking them up to do things that connected to peace, like Aaron HaKohen. Ohev Shalom, loves the peace, Umvakesh Shalom, and he's asking for peace all of the time, Kol Hayom, all day long, he's thinking, I'm going to bring more peace, more love, more friendship, more success, more good, more wisdom. So all of the paths of the Torah cause peace. Validei tzadikim, and by righteous people, means by connecting ourselves to righteous people, means to believe that they are righteous. and to know that we're not. Like that Rabbi Natan is saying, Vilineder in Likutei Halachot, that the main intention that a man should have in the time that he's doing Havdalah, when he's saying Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defining between holiness to Chol, to, I say Chol?
Regular mundane.
Rabbeinu is saying the main intention, Rabbi Natan is saying the main intention should be that there is a huge difference between the tzaddik, the righteous man, to me. This is a Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, is the one that makes the difference between Harav to me, between the righteous man to me. There is a huge difference, huge difference. And this is the dat. This is the separation. This is Kodesh, Lechol, Israel, Amim, Yom HaShabbat, Sheshet Yemei HaMaaseh. This is it. This is the truth. The Tzaddik, the Zohar HaKadosh, is calling him to the righteous man, he's calling Shabbat. Unto the Zohar HaKadosh, is calling Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he's saying to him, unto Shabbos, the Kol Yomi, you are the Shabbat of all days of the week. You are the Shabbat. You, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Without Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there is no Shabbat. It's going to be like a regular. When you don't hear, when you never heard about Moshe Rabbeinu, never heard about Abraham Avinu, there is no Beit Mikdash. Who told Am Israel to come to Eretz Israel? Abraham Avinu, he was seeking and looking. David HaMelech was seeking and looking for a place where Hashem can be. And they're looking, and Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing them to Eretz Israel. It's the job of the tzaddikim. Also the tzaddikim of this generation. People can grow in the United States, in England, in France, in Italy. No problem. In Switzerland. All nice, fine, Baruch Hashem. Playing cricket, golf, whatever. Can grow there. Wonderful. But no, the tzaddikim, they cannot rest. And they're threatening, and they're giving drashot, and they're saying, you have to come to Eretz Israel, you have to work on your dusha, you have to guard your eyes. If Arav Shalom was in France a few years ago, 2 years or so, he was in France and he was talking in France on Shmirata and I am guarding your eyes. A man that is guarding his eyes, he doesn't have nothing to do in France. There's no doubt about it. What are you going to do in France is guarding your eyes. For sure, he was talking to them, come to Eretz Israel. You're going to start guarding your eyes. To make sichot, conversation between couples on holiness, on Kedusha in the houses, to bring the Torah into the house. It's to connect them to the purpose, to the tachlit, to bring them over to Eretz Israel. In the name of the righteous man, people, Val Yedei Tzadikim, by righteous people, Shenikreu Gam Ken, that they named also Berit Shalom, Berit Shalom, covenant of peace, Umechamat Zeh, and by that, means by achieving that, by connecting yourself to the Torah, and connecting yourself to the Tzadikim, and it's not two separate things. Because you cannot connect yourself to the Torah if you're not connected to the Tzaddikim. If you're learning the Torah for yourself without appreciating the Chachamim, the Tzaddikim, and Mamash, understand that you're nothing, that you're earth under the legs, that you're Mamash, just hope to have the Mary to help them, to provide something to them, to give them water, to give them bread, blankets, food, whatever, to support them, to help them. To teach their wisdom to other people, like Rav Shalom said, that the main shimush that we can do for him is to teach his wisdom to other people. And also to keep his advice in the house. And now you have a situation in your house. You need to think to yourself, what Rav would do in that situation? What Rav would do in that situation? I asked once Rav, what's the main way that a man can watch himself from sins, from avonot, what is the thing that's going to help him the most? So he said that even to say, Hareni Mekasher et Atzmi, I'm bonding myself. He gave an example, like in the beginning of eating, you see that it distracts your thoughts. The food is distracting your thoughts. So also the bonding, the kashrut, it's got a certain power, but it's not solving all of your problems. He said, but if you believe that the tzaddik is with you, and he is looking at you, and he is standing with you in the room, in the place that you are, you will not gonna sin. Like Yosef HaTzaddik. That when Yosef was in that test, so Yaakov Avinu was with him over there, and Rabbeinu is saying, it's a secret, how can it be that Yaakov wasn't aware to the fact that he was with Yosef, because it wasn't the picture of Yaakov Avinu. It was Yaakov Avinu over there. Rabbi Yaakov didn't know. Rabbeinu said there is a secret on that. Rabbi Yaakov wasn't aware to that. So from that you learn that in all of the other, this is an exception. But in all of the other times that the tzaddik is there, so he is there. Like the Rabbi Milubavitch said, in every place that my picture is there, I'm there. Like stories that we heard about Rav Berland, that Rav Berland was hearing things that people would talk to pictures of him. A man was talking to the picture and was doing it, but in front of a picture of Rav Berland. He met Rav Berland. Rav Berland told him, "You should keep on talking to the picture. I'm listening. I'm hearing every word." Those things are alive. Those things are alive, 100%. Me myself, I came once to Rav Shalom and I told him, "Rav, I'm going through so many difficulties." He told me, "You don't need to tell me. I know everything. I know everything that you're going through." And I believe even 100%, 100%. 2 or 3 years ago, I came to him after Simchat Torah Kafot Shniot, that it means after basic training of Simchat Torah, that we were dancing a few nights, days and nights. And in the morning, after Shachrit, people came to him and gave him charity, gave him tzedakah, $100. Saginer said, everyone that's going to give $100, Rav is going to bless him special blessings. And I ran to my house and I brought $100 and I came to Rav. And when I came to Rav, for a few weeks before, I had so many difficulties, and mamash, it was a hard time in my life. And I remember mamash that I had few details that I had a problem with them. I came to Arav, I put my head down, I haven't spoken a word, nothing I didn't say. Just I said I came to receive bracha from Arav. And Rav blessed me on all of the problems that I did. He was mentioning them one after the other, and mentioning them and blessing them. I remember my surprise, I couldn't understand what's going on. He was mentioning word after word, mamash, paragraph after paragraph, all of my things, all of my issues. One time, one of the avrechim, Nachman Bachar, he said that he was with Rav Shalom in the tzion, in the grave of Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Har HaZitim. Mm-hmm. In Har HaZitim. Only us we can point. People over there are going to start looking in the internet. Where is he pointing? Here. Har HaZeitim. And he said Harav was standing on the back of the tzion, and he said he was mentioning names of avrechim from the yeshiva. He said close to 100 names of avrechim with all of their needs, and he's mentioning that avrech and his name of his mother and that avrech. But just reading the list of the avrechim from his heart, from his brain, he's got all of us inside of him. And if you don't believe, you just need to... It's very easy to take a bus from here and to go somewhere else. Here you need to believe. The faith is in the night, even that you cannot see, you need to believe. You have to count. When Nachshon Ben Aminadab was jumping into the Red Sea, he didn't have nothing to count except on faith. Except on faith. Who can think that something like that is going to happen? Who can think that a man, a human being, that is a Baal Tshuva, that he was sinning also, that he was breaking Shabbos, sitting in Yom Kippur, dating with women, doing normal things of every Chiloni, going to achieve a huge level like that? Even Rabbi David Chaim Stern, that is the Av Beit Din of the Rav Vosner from Bnei Brak, he said that for him it was a surprise to see that a Baal Tshuva, he said, "I couldn't believe that a Baal Tshuva can achieve that level." But also in Rabbi Akiva it was a surprise. No one believed in Rabbi Akiva. No one believed in Rish Lakish. Trust me. No one believed in Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was a robber. Rabbi Yochanan is calling him Sakinai. I say Sakinai.
Knife fighter.
So, who can believe on someone that was stabbing, killed people, probably killed some few people? Why not? He was a robber. Was a pirate, I don't know what.
Mafioner,
a gangster. This was what he was. And he made a complete tshuva. He made a complete tshuva like that, that they said that if someone was talking to Rish Lakish in the street, on that person for sure you can count to loan him money without testimony, without witness. Because Rish Lakish was talking only to people that mamash 100% you can count on them. Just if you saw him talking to someone in the street, qualified him to receive a loan without witness, without edim. It's crazy. The level of Rish Lakish. Think about it. In what it depends? In the will. Only in the will. We heard about Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish, he jumped from one mountain, from one hill to the other, to the lake where he saw the spring, where he saw Rabbi Yochanan swimming. He thought that it's a beautiful woman that swims over there. He jumped because he wanted to sin with that gorgeous woman. And he saw that it was Rabbi Yochanan. And then he realized that there is something beyond nature, that is not normal to have such a beauty like that. And it's not a woman, it's just a man. And Rabbi Yochanan told him, if you're going to accept on yourself Tshuva Shlema, I'm going to let you marry my sister, that she's more beautiful than I am. And when Rish Lakish took that thing, accepted, that gangster that we were talking about, he took it on himself. How we know that he really took it on himself to do Tshuva, and not really because he wanted to marry a beautiful woman, we can do that for that. The proof is that when he wanted to jump back to that mountain, he didn't have the power to do that. Why? Because the Torah mateshet kocho shel adam. The Torah makes the man tired, weak. How can it be? You haven't learned one verse. It all depends on your will. He accepted on himself yoke of Torah. This is it. He began to be weak and tired, like all of us Talmidei Chachamim sits in yeshivot, cannot move their legs. This is it. Need to beg to Hashem Yitbarach for a glass of water. What can you do? The Torah makes the man weak, makes the man tired. The Torah that he's learning? No, the Torah that he's accepting on himself means that if you can learn all of the Torah and mitzvot, if you're not accepting it on yourself, it doesn't wait. It doesn't count. But if you want to do tshuva, it counts even if you haven't learned one verse. You don't know how to say Kriyat Shema. He just started. You haven't learned one verse from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was still swimming, was still dipping in the mikveh over there. Nothing happened. But the fact that he wanted, this is the secret of Rabbi Akiva. This is the secret of all of the righteous people. Avraham Avinu, he born in Goy. He born from one of the nations. He was an un-Jew. But he closed his eyes and he wanted to know his creator, and he was investigating and looking for Hashem and was screaming days and nights. It all depends in your will. It all depends in the will. And if you're going to believe that you have a will, you can achieve the level of Rabbi Akiva. And if you don't believe that, you're kofer in Torah mitzvot, in all of the Torah. Because if you think that Hashem is giving to someone more than He will give you, so you think that Hashem is cruel. You think that Hashem, you can bribe Hashem, that Hashem is not straight. Hashem is opening everything for everyone. Just come and take. Kitra shel Torah mutal. The throne of Torah. Crown? Throne? Which one?
Crown.
Crown of Torah is mutal. Is put aside. Everyone can come and take it. Everyone. And it's bigger than the crown of kingship, of malchut, and it's bigger than the crown of kehuna, of being a kohen, to be a talmid chacham. And everyone, just come and pick it. You don't believe in your will. You don't believe that you have that power. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in yourself. A man can achieve in this generation things that he would have to suffer so many efforts. In other generations. Today everything is a lot easier. You think that it's harder because of all of the difficulties. But it's only because you're confused and you haven't put your head inside the Gemara. But if you're going to put your mind in the Gemara, you're going to grow in a crazy way. In a crazy way you can achieve spiritual levels that no one could believe that you're able to do. That you didn't have no chance. One of the Avrachim yesterday, I looked at him, he's looking at me so broken, hoping to hear a word of cheering up. I told him, you know, your parents, they wanted you to be a soccer player. Look how you're spending your life. What are you whining? Shalom Aleichem. What are you whining? You were supposed to be playing in Betar, Apoel, Maccabi Haifa. I don't know which group you would find. You're born in Yafo. I don't know, there is a group in Yafo. Only Ishmaelim plays in Yafo. You weren't supposed to go out from Yafo. And suddenly you are here and you're learning Torah and you're doing Afatzah. It's already a miracle. From that small miracle, let's call it a small miracle. Learn on the big miracle. Why you don't believe that you can be like your Rebbe? To be like your Rebbe shouldn't be enough for you. Elisha Navi said to Eliyahu, his Rebbe, he told him, I want to be twice as many than you. I want to be double than you. I want to pray with more intention than you. I want to bring more salvation than you. Why not to believe in yourself? Why Rabbi Nathan could say, I achieved twice as many than Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev, and you cannot say that? What?
Twice as much.
Why you cannot say that? Why? Because you don't want it like Rabbi Nathan. Because you're not sacrificing yourself like Rabbi Nathan. But if you will, you're going to achieve it. You can achieve huge things that you can never imagine what we're talking about at all. Just it depends in how you are estimating it in your heart. How much you want it. How much the prayer is precious for you. How much you desire to do tshuva. How much you want to sacrifice yourself to say good words. To say good words. If your wife is going to be happy from you, you can never imagine your growth. If just your wife is going to be happy from you and going to say compliments to you and going to tell you, you're a good husband, I'm happy from you, you can never imagine how much it's going to count in heaven, more than you're going to sacrifice yourself with the Gemara Kedoshah, thousands of hours. It's written in the Gemara Kedoshah, there was one Tana that he had an agreement with his wife. That he's learning all year long, he's just coming to Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur they cannot do nothing. In Yom Kippur he's going to be in the Beit Midrash, in the Beit Knesset, and she's going to be in the maximum, in the Ezrat Nashim. Maybe can look at his talit, that he's going to be covered with the talit during Yom Kippur. They cannot sit and eat together, they cannot sit and talk, they cannot touch each other for sure. Nothing, this was their agreement. One time he was learning in Aliyat Gag, in an attic, he was learning, and suddenly he looked and he realized that he was learning too many hours, and now he didn't have enough time to come back to his city for Yom Kippur. When his wife he decided to stay. In the eve of Yom Kippur, his wife realized that her husband is not coming. She cried one tear. One tear fell down on the ground. Her husband died in the attic. From that you're going to understand that all of hours of Mesirut Nefesh to learn, hours and hours, they're not going to save you from one tear of your wife. Means that the tears of your wife are so precious. Means that the value and Midat Tova Merubah. And if you're going to do good things, it's even a lot more important. If you're going to make your wife happy. How Rabbi Akiva could say, Kol sheli v'shelachem shelahu, everything that belongs to me and to you, it belongs to her, to Rachel. How can it be? Rabbi Akiva wasn't a liar. He saw that it was all by the merit of his wife, really. If not, he wouldn't say that. Torah of more than 24,000 students, and him included inside, that he for sure was more important than all of the 24,000 in the end. You saw that all of the 24,000 died and he stayed. He and another 5 students. Mean that he and those 5 students will count more than 24,000 together. More than them. So you have minimum 48 or 50,000 people. All of their Torah, all of their merit, included Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai between those students. All of their merit belongs to Rachel. How can you say something like that if it's not the truth? You cannot. Just when it's really the truth. It's the truth. And like that the wife should be modest and covered, and that you will not going to see her, and you're not going to see her hair, and not going to see her organs, her body. You cannot see spiritual process also, like pregnancy, also spiritual process that goes on inside of her. You cannot see. You cannot see that the Torah that you have is because of her, that the Yirat Shamayim that you have is because of her, that all of your Kedusha and Shmirat HaBrit, and husbands are blaming their wives on their lusts and desires, and stupid husbands, stupid husbands. Failing their wives and making the wives feel chas shalom, horrible thoughts about themselves, thoughts that they never had in their lives. Holy wives, holy women of Bnot Israel, holy, holy, crazy holiness. You can never imagine how holy they are. They're not contaminated in Tavat Niuf at all. They don't have that sickness. They're falling to places because that you're falling to those places and you're dragging them with you. Even before marriage, if she's your wife, you're dragging her to your filthy places before of marriage. And you think that she's got lust and desire, look how she's eating, you're not looking at yourself. How she's eating, she's smoking, she's talking loud, it's all your lackings. And they're not showing you everything at all. You see maybe 1% of your lackings through your wife. Because you cannot deal if they're going to show you all of your lackings. You're going to die from fear, from anxiety. This is it. This is me, really. If you're going to know who you are, you're going to run away. You're going to run away and never going to come back. 100%. No one can deal. This is why Hashem made us blind. If Hashem would wanted us to know what's the level that we're holding, He would let us. We're not capable. If someone just saying to you that you're a jerk, you're starting to cry, you want to beat him. And he haven't told you nothing. Rav Shalom said, when your wife calls you a dog, worthless, cursing you, you should say, thank you Hashem that he doesn't know nothing. Thank you Hashem, she doesn't know me at all. Thank you, Rav Shalom. Even when she's opened the curtain and she's with the divine spirit telling you things on yourself, it's not 5%, it's not 3% from your filthy thoughts. It's not 3%. If she would know how many times you're cheating her a day, lying to her a day in your thoughts, how cruel you are to her, to the children, to everyone, she would kill you. No doubt about it. It's a miracle that we're alive. It's a miracle that Hashem keeps us alive. And on top of that, we're not satisfied. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam. Thank you. So, need to believe in the righteous people, needs to learn the Torah Kedosha. Learning Torah without righteous people doesn't help you at all. Connecting yourself to the righteous people without learning Torah Kedosha means also that you will not go, it's maybe better, but it's also not going to bring you to the purpose. Because if you're learning Torah Kedosha, it means that you care, it means that you want, it's showing your will. Both of the things together, that you want to do tshuva, it's to learn Torah, to learn the rules of the Torah, to know how to fix yourself, and to know that it's not in your power, then you have to go to ask for bracha from tzaddikim, and to help them, and to learn between the lines from the Gadol Shimusha Milimuda, that to help righteous people, it's even higher, even bigger, more important than to learn the Torah Kedosha. So with both of them together, you're showing that you have a will to do tshuva, and that you know that you don't have the power to do tshuva, and you need help. And then by that you're showing, you're revealing the truth. ומחמת זה, and when you have that, יכול לאהוב את השלום, you can love the peace בכל מקום, in every place. Look what Rabbeinu is saying, you can love the peace. Before of that, Rabbeinu said, you should look for peace. Now Rabbeinu is saying, you can love the peace. You can love the peace, it means that you're going to achieve that wonderful level of Aaron HaKohen. That ohev shalom, ohev et abriyot, love the creation, and bringing them closer to the Torah, looking for ways how to help them, how to help that guy, how to help that family, how to support that man, how to support that family, looking for ways. It's a fire inside that doesn't let him sleep, doesn't let him eat. He just wants to help more people and to see what to do. And first of all, it's your house. First of all. You cannot go and help other people when your wife is not happy, when your children are not happy. If your children are not learning, you cannot go and teach others. If your wife is not happy, you cannot go and give shiurim for women, I don't know what to do. You cannot. First of all, like Elkanah, the father of Shmuel HaNavi, first of all he grew in his own house, and then in his neighborhood, and then in his city, and then with all of Am Yisrael. First of all, build your house. If you're not capable of building your house, first of all you need to build yourself. After you build yourself, now you can build your house. Means to support your wife. Your wife, she's going to help the children. Your wife, she's going to support the children. The main powers that you should invest is in your wife. Main powers is on the wife. You come into the house, Rav Shalom said, the children are jumping all over you. You should say, where is mommy? Where is mommy? I'm looking for mommy. Where is mommy? You're not looking at them. You're moving them. Yes, hi, hi, hi. How are you? Where is mother? Even if the wife, she's chas shalom, cursing and beating the children, and I don't know what she's doing, breaking rules of the Torah, you should justify her. And to support her and to tell them all that they are wrong and that mother, she's right. And when you're going to plant in her the confidence, she's going to have the powers to stand up, and she's going to take care of the children and the parnasa and everything. You will not going to have to be worried about nothing in your life. Your wife, she's got power more than 200 men. You don't know who is your wife at all. Rabbi Avram ben Rab Nachman said that all of the story in the Sipurei Maasiyot, that it's written on Maaseh Me'avedat Bat Melech, the task after the lost princess, that Rabbi Avram ben Rab Nachman said that what that we need to look for is the soul of our wives.
For 120 years, you need to try to learn who is your wife. You don't know who is she. When you still have lusts and desires, you can never see her. You can never know who is she. Only with prayers and tears, please, Ribbono Shel Olam. And love the rebuke. When she's rebuking you, you need to love it. If you're not going to love it, you're never going to hear what she's got to say. If she sees that you're not accepting. I remember my wife one time, she was screaming. You can say screaming all over me. You can say that. She mamash ruined the house with her screamings. Mamash, she was uprooting everything that was exist with the screaming. And I was accepting it, and I was doing tshuva in my heart. Really, I had an effort that time, mamash, to accept it, and I was doing tshuva. In the end, she came to me and she told me, "Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate the fact that you were there for me." And this is it. And she moved on. And this is it. This is it. And now I had to deal with my trauma, about all of my thoughts, what happened to me, remind me of this and that, and to heal myself, to go back to function. But for her, she just needed the ear, someone to be there. "Thank you for listening to me." And this is it. And she moved on. She moved on. She was just talking from the bottom of her heart. There is a reason why she's screaming. You know why she's screaming? Because you're deaf. Deaf, I'm sorry. Both. Because you're deaf. Because you cannot hear. Both.
Hashem is talking. What do you want?
Because you cannot hear, so your friend has to shout. Because you cannot hear him. She was whispering, she was talking, she was strict, she was standing on her point, and she was explaining, and nothing helped. So now she needs to scream. There is no other reason. In your dates, in the beginning, she had a lot of hope from you. She started to scream only after the wedding. Really? Because then you started to screw up. You need to admit. You also played a game before of the wedding, like she's marrying a certain prince. You didn't tell her which prince. Prince Darkness. Because of that, that what? That you are accepting on yourself faith. When it's good, when it's hard, when you're saying to yourself, "I want peace, I want Hashem, I want to believe in Hashem, I want to learn Torah, I want to get closer to the righteous people." When you're holding that level, you can love the peace bechol makom, in every place. Ben betivu, ben be'aku. When it's good and when it's hard. Like Rav Shalom said, you can have shalom bayit with the devil. And you're going to have shalom bayit. Because to have shalom bayit, there is only one advice. You should always justify her. Always to tell her, "You are right. This is it." You should feel it in your heart. Even when she's saying something that you know for sure that it's wrong, you should understand that from her point of view, from the place that she's standing, with her difficulties, with her problems, with her traumas, with her I don't know what, lack of education, she is right. And you have to tell her, "You are right." Even if she's saying Lashon Hara, she, like my wife told me, "You go and marry your Rav, go and marry the Avrichim from the Yeshiva, you don't need to be here. You are right. You're right. I don't deserve to live here. You're right." Even if she's talking nonsense with no brain at all, and she's just screaming and cursing, she is right. You don't understand. If you would stand in her position, you would kill long time ago. You would kill your husband long time ago. You would kill your husband long time ago. Who would stand you? You could live with yourself in the same house. You could wash your underpants, your socks. You would make food for someone lazy like you every day. You would make a lunch for yourself every day. For yourself, you're not making lunch. You're so lazy. So if you were your wife, you would make yourself lunch. Making food, preparing for Shabbos, accepting all of your guests, he's listening to all of your Chidushet Torah, like you're such a genius. Mamash, buying notebooks for you to write your Chidushet Torah. Oh, poor women, poor women. Would you stand in that test? On that you can say Baruch Shela Asanisha. This is the only reason you can say bless you Hashem that you haven't made me a wife. To say Baruch Hashem that you haven't made me Sarah Imenu, you cannot. You wish to be Sarah Imenu. You wish to have a world to come like Rachel Imenu, like Rachel, the wife of Rabbi Akiva. You cannot say Baruch Shela Asanisha, a woman like that. Only on your wife you can say Baruch Hashem that you haven't made me my wife. Thank you Hashem on that. On that I can say Baruch Shela Asanishti, that you haven't made me my wife. On that I can bless. Or else you're lying. Baruch Hashem that I'm not Sarah Imenu. Sarah was bigger than Abraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testifying that the Torah, that Sarah Imenu was holding in a higher level than Abraham Avinu. You can say thank you that you were not in the level of Rachel, the wife of Rabbi Akiva, that she had the merit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva and 24,000 students. You can say thank you that you don't have a share like her in the world to come. All of the Torah went through her. You can say thank you and that you cannot. Only on your poor wife you can say thank you Hashem that I'm not in that place, in that job. Thank you with all of my heart. Thank you. That I'm not depends in me. That I'm not depends in me. That I don't have no one to listen to me. That I don't have no one to talk to. That I don't have no one that care about me. That I have to go through so many things alone. This is your wife. Everyone that's going to do cheshbon nefesh, going to judge himself, going to look that his wife in a very hard position. And even if you're doing a lot and you are honoring her and you respect her, it's very good and it's wonderful, needs to do a lot more. A real righteous man really going to appreciate his wife. I think it was the Rav Aryeh Levin that when his wife was very famous in his Shalom Bayit, and it's been told on him that in the funeral, after that his wife passed away, he said that it's a minhag to ask forgiveness from the wife before burying her. He said, but I don't need to ask for forgiveness for my wife because I never made her so. Rav Shlomo Zalman. All right, Mechila. Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman. He said, I don't need to ask forgiveness for my wife. Why? Because I never made her sorry in my life. But because this is a minhag, I'm going to ask for forgiveness, and he asked for forgiveness. But really, he could testify on himself, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that he never made his wife sorry. This is only straight. It's not righteousness. Not to sin, it's not righteousness. It's not to be a sinner. To make your wife cry, it's a sin. Like they asked Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, what it means, the word tzaddik, what is a tzaddik? He said, even if a man learned and keeps all of Shulchan Aruch, he's not a tzaddik, he's not a righteous man. He's a good Jew. So if you haven't made your wife cry, you're a good Jew. Never in your life, never insulted her. You're not allowed to insult no one. Even if you haven't insulted her, you're not righteous at all. You're just a good Jew, normal. You're balanced, Baruch Hashem, you're normal. You're not hurting people while you're walking. You're not killing people, slaughtering people. You're not rebuking and hurting people's emotions. You're straight, you're normal. You're not violent, you're not a murderer. Baruch Hashem, it's all good. How much we need to work on that midah of peace, midah shalom, mamash, the most important midah, attribute of them all. Ben betivu, ben be'aku, when it's good and when it's bad. Ve'yachol yot, and then can be shalom ben Israel, can be peace between Am Israel. Ve'le'hov ze'etze, and to love each other. If you don't have peace inside of yourself, you will never gonna have peace with someone else. This is why peace in Am Israel is a lot before of peace between the nations, that it's a horrible joke, that it's not exist at all. Only in the days of Shlomo HaMelech we had peace between the nations, only. When we are winning and when we're succeeding and they're all coming to surrender. When they see that Am Israel have a certain power. But if Am Israel are fighting and divided and arguing and fighting on nonsense, on craziness, on shtuyot, all because of Gama Brit, people have that midah of fighting and winning and they want to kill each other. All because of Gama Brit. That no one can feel his friend. Like it's written, Oef isha chasar lev, a man with lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. If you don't have a heart, for sure, you cannot love no one. You don't have a heart, how are you going to love? For that, we need to guard ourselves very much, to be holy, to guard our eyes, and to do tshuva, and to believe in the power of tshuva, that when you are doing tshuva, Hashem is cleaning everything, Hashem is purifying you. And if we don't believe in the power of tshuva, how are we going to do tshuva? If you don't believe in that weapon that Hashem gave you, that tool that Hashem gave you, that caused tshuva, how are you going to do tshuva? You don't believe in what that you have in your hand. Take things in your hand and go back to Hashem. Which words, which things are tshuva? It's words of tshuva. If you don't believe in that power, you cannot go back to Hashem. But if you believe in that power, no matter what that you've done, no matter, it's nothing. Because Mikveh Hashem, Hashem Moshiyo Be'etzara, Hashem is saving him in time of trouble. And Hashem, he's got all of the powers, everything he's got. Hashem doesn't have no limits. Hashem has got all of the powers to save us all. And we just need to believe in ourselves that we're also, because of the mercy of Hashem, merciness, mercifulness of Hashem, all of the options, one of them going to catch. Thank you very much. Chazak uvarach.
Merciful.